More first responders off the job in Memphis. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A sixth and seventh Memphis police officer have been suspended for their possible role in the arrest and beating of Tyree Nichols following the release of video from the incident. Two Memphis EMTs and a fire lieutenant have also been fired.
You also see in the video, other officers show up on scene and just stand around as a bloodied Nichols is left to wait more than 20 minutes for medical attention.
Fox's Charles Watson in Memphis. Five officers were fired and charged with murder, and the special unit they were part of was disbanded over the weekend. President Biden today saying the U.S. would not be providing F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine, despite pleas from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for the jets. The U.S. is shipping advanced M1 Abrams tanks, and Germany is sending in Leopard 2 tanks. Russian officials say supplying such advanced weaponry constitutes direct involvement in the battle in Ukraine. President Biden tells Congress he's going to end two COVID-19 national emergency declarations as of May 11th.
The orders would cover the national emergency and public health emergency declarations. That means health agencies would treat the disease as endemic, meaning regularly occurring, rather than pandemic. But the Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, is warning cases worldwide have been rising.
In the past 8 weeks, more than 170,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19.
Former President Trump first declared the pandemic an emergency in March of 2020.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. Manhattan prosecutors investigating Donald Trump have convened a new grand jury to hear evidence in a years-old probe into payments made to keep the porn star Stormy Daniels quiet about an alleged sexual encounter with the former president. Trump has denied any affair. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
There could be tension between the president and House Speaker as they talk about the debt ceiling and other issues on Wednesday at the White House.
President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy begin a delicate political dance. Ahead of Wednesday's meeting, the president insists he will not negotiate on the debt ceiling. But there's risk, especially if that position rattles the markets. The meeting is a major test for McCarthy. Conservatives want to see if the speaker shows backbone and can rumble with the president. The GOP demands deep cuts. Democrats insist on the GOP showing exactly what it would cut. Democrats argue the plans are not realistic. Some Republicans have discussed cuts to military spending and health programs. The left warns of the political danger posed by deep cuts to entitlements.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. A man suspected of killing two women in Green Bay, Wisconsin over the weekend has been arrested by police in Arkansas. The 48-year-old Green Bay man was initially being sought as a person of interest in yesterday's deaths of the two women on Green Bay's east side. Officials say Russia continues to target civilian locations in Ukraine.
Russian strikes on civilian areas are highlighting the need for Western support in Ukraine as the war rages on. Overnight, in Ukraine's second-largest city of Kharkiv, a Russian missile slammed into a residential building, killing at least one person. Through the night, rescue workers looked for survivors amid the debris. This familiar scene plays out often across eastern Ukraine. In the southern city of Kherson on Sunday afternoon, shelling claimed the lives of three people. Russian artillery targeting a hospital, a school, and a post office. Analysts believe Russia is planning to ramp up their invasion in the coming weeks as Ukrainian forces brace for more intense fighting. In Kyiv, Trey Yingst, Fox News.
Stocks ending the day lower. All three major indexes closing in negative territory. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.